And it's going to be a corner ball to FC United on this left-hand side. Ennis to take. Ennis wearing the captain's armband tonight. Plays it short to Guy Hall on the corner of the penalty area from the left. Crosses it in. And that looked like a foul there on Jones, you know. But it breaks to Jones. It hits the post. And back out to the goalkeeper.
Woodso, your thoughts? That looked like a foul on Jones. He looked like he's been two-handed off that.
He certainly jumped in an unorthodox manner, which look, he may have been impeded, but he did well on the floor to scoot the ball past the keeper. And as his FC's look at the moment, he's hit the post and the keeper's just about to clear it. So, unlucky.
It's a long one from Rhodes. Headed clear, though, by Donoghue. Rhodes is going to get the ball back from full-back. Crosses this in. That's a good ball in. It's a bit of a free header. It's not been cleared yet by FC United, and there was a volleyed effort which went wide. Plenty of pace on that though, Paul, and again a bit of insecurity there at the back from FC United and with regards to heading the ball.
I think we were very lucky there that the Belper player snatched at his chance, because it's certainly a great position for a shot.
Linney now with the ball. Linney still with the ball. Oh, he finds Donoghue in space. Donoghue dinks it over the goalkeeper. And that is a wonderful goal from FC United. 13 minutes on the clock. Linney and Donoghue combined in there. And Donoghue follows up a good performance from Saturday with a goal tonight, Paul.
Beautifully taken. That was real composure as the goalkeeper came out. But the pass slipped in. The defending there was calamitous, really, from the home side's point of view. But what a beautiful finish there.
FC United having to deal with plenty of set pieces tonight. In it comes. Oh, he heads it onto the bar. Still not be cleared yet by FC United. Now over the bar. And that was fortunate for FC and unlucky for Belper.
The danger from set pieces is obviously their best chance.
Short back pass, Belper on the attack. And that is very, very unfortunate. Out of nothing. Down the left-hand side. There was Brodie Litchfield. Shot comes in.
I think it ricocheted, didn't
it? Ricocheted. And a short back pass from Andy Hall. Brodie Litchfield capitalised on it. Shot hit. Lavicum went back and ricocheted. And it's now one apiece. Ennis to take this. 12 yards outside the penalty area. Be very ambitious to go for goal from here. But Ennis to take. Ennis whips it in towards the back post. Good ball. Jones wins it. And there on the back post was Regan Linney, and 2 minutes into the second half, FC United have retaken the lead, Paul.
Well, we've been talking about the free kicks that we've had to face, but that was a beautiful piece of work there from the free kick. Ennis flighted it in beautifully, and the flick on across goal, Linney was waiting for unmarked and just stuck it in the goal.
Corner ball to Belper, 73 minutes played here, and it comes towards the back post. Not been cleared yet. Griffiths helps on its way back into the penalty area for Belper. High in the air, it's not yet been cleared again, but there's Donoghue. And can Linney give a bit of respite to FC United? He rides the challenge. Linney still with the ball, got a bit of green space to move into now, down the left hand side towards the penalty area. He's got an overlap there from Ennis. Oh, wide it goes, and wayward wide. It goes out for a throw in. It's a free kick to Belper, and once again the goalkeeper, he's going to belt this ball forward. It's lofted though this time. Not the best of free kicks, that one. Ennis heads it forward. And Linney, he's going to beat the goalkeeper.
Handball. And the goalkeeper's handled it outside the box. Must be a red card.
It's a red card for the goalie. The goalkeeper, really the free kick from the goalkeeper. Normally he belts it towards the penalty area. And that's been effective all night. That time though, he lofted it out to the right-hand side. Donoghue heads it forward. And as soon as that happened, it was always very, very nervy for the goalie. Linney capitalised on the mistake. He beat the goalkeeper, and the goalkeeper handled it miles outside his area. Straight red card, Belper down to 10 men. And your thoughts, Woodso, on what we just saw there?
Well, it had to be. I mean, you know, Linney had broke away. The keeper come mile. I mean, he's halfway in his own half there. You know, he's miles out. He's 30 yards out of his goal. And, you know, Linney's tried to flick it past him. And, you know, it's one of them with the keeper. You can't blame him. You know, he's got to do something, because he's got to stop a goal.
Is it an outfield player's going in?
Yep, it's going to be Ben Middleton. Linney wins a flick on. McCarthy putting the pressure on there. And I think McCarthy wins the ball back. He does well, McCarthy. He's got Mieko for support. Mieko now. On the right-hand side of the penalty area.
Somebody shoot.
Mieko plays the ball back to Ennis. Ennis shoots. Oh, into the top corner.
What a finish. What a finish.
On, just on 85 minutes, Charlie Ennis there with a thunderous effort. And even if Belper's goalkeeper was a natural goalkeeper, he wouldn't have got his hands anywhere near that. 3-1 the score. And FC United looking to take all 3 points back to Manchester, Paul.
I think that's nailed it.
Taylor moving forward down the right. Plays it back here to Linney. Linney to Taylor. Oh, good ball from Taylor to find Linney. Linney, he's going to have a go here, surely. Oh, Linney drills it into the top corner on the far post. And it's now 4-1, 87 minutes played. And once again, Paul, I have to say, if that was a normal goalkeeper in goal, he'd struggle with that one.
I think it's been pretty ruthless finishing in the last couple of minutes.